Chapter 7. Meg's Glove. Mrs. March looked quickly at her daughter. Meg was very beautiful, but she was a child.
In the summer, Laurie said to the March girls, "Let's put a letter box in the tree in front of your house. Then I can send you letters." The girls liked the box. Beth opened it every day. One day she said, "There's a letter for Miss Amy."
"Thank you," Amy said.
"There are two letters for Miss Jo and a very old hat."
"I burn my face every day in this sun," Jo said. "Laurie's a good boy."
"And there's a present for Miss Meg March.
It's a letter."
"And my glove," Meg said.
"But there's only one glove. I had two gloves at the Lawrence's house yesterday."
"There was only one glove in the box," Beth said.
"Were you with Mr. Brook yesterday?"
"Yes," Meg said. "He wanted to read a story to me."
Mrs. March looked quickly at her daughter. Meg was very beautiful, but she was a child. Her mother smiled. That summer was a happy time, but winter came. In October, the days were cold and short. Jo was in the house one day. She looked at the little book in front of her.
"There," she said. "I can take it now."
She went quietly out of the window. Her mother and sisters didn't see her. Jo went to an office in town. Laurie was in town, too, and he waited for her. She came out into the street, and her face was red.
"What's wrong?" Laurie asked.
"I went to the newspaper office with two stories," Jo said. "The man said, 'Come again in a week.' He's going to read them."
"That's very good," Laurie said. "Josephine March, the famous American writer."
"But Jo, I want to talk to you about Meg's glove.
I know about it."
"Where is the glove?" Jo asked.
"It's in Mr. Brooks' coat," Laurie said.
"Oh, no," Jo thought. "Mr. Brook loves Meg. He's going to take her away from us."
2 weeks later, Jo came into the house with a newspaper.
"Are there any good stories in the newspaper?" Meg asked.
"Yes," Jo answered. "There's one good story."
"Please read it to us," Amy said.
The three sisters listened.
"It's good. Who's the writer?" Beth asked.
"Your sister," Jo smiled.
"You?" Meg said.
"Yes, me."
"It's very good," Amy said.
"Oh, Jo," Hannah said.
Mother smiled and kissed her daughter.
Father's going to be very happy.